Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I'm your host, Bob Berry. When most families are faced with the passing of a family member, there's a range of emotions. This family, however, reacts in a somewhat bizarre fashion. Welcome to the home of a group of rather unusual individuals, hell-bent on... Well, let's let them tell you in our tale entitled Indecent Burial.
How is Dad doing, Maynard?
I ain't seen his chest move for a spell.
Is he gonna die?
Myron, get outside and tend the hogs.
But Mama...
You heard me. Got no business sticking your nose into medical stuff. Leave that to the older boys.
After slopping the hogs, can I go see Thelma Thimble?
You stay away from her, you hear? She's no good.
Oh, she's okay, Mama. I seen she and Myron both in the cornfield more than once.
Maynard!
And they weren't just shucking corn either.
Maynard! You keep your trap shut about things you just think's going on.
I've seen corn stalks moving this way and that. I know what's going on.
You want me to wash your mouth out with soap? I did it a year or two back, and by the grace of God, I can do it again. Now, how's about tending to your dad? God bless his soul.
God bless his soul, Mama.
God bless his soul, Mama.
Merle?
God bless his soul.
Oh, I didn't feel that your heart was really in that, son.
And to be truthful, it wasn't.
Merle Markham Mitchell, you take back those words right now.
No, I can't. I have the right to free speech and the pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit? What the hell does that mean?
Oh, be still, Maynard. I'll ask the questions. Pursuit? What the hell does that mean?
I want to find happiness.
Try looking in the cornfield with Thelma Thimble.
You hear that, boys? Merle wants to find happiness.
Mama!
Don't interrupt, young'un. Merle thinks he's so smart just cause he joined some men's group.
It's Mensa, Mama.
So what? They still ain't no smarter than women.
But Mama...
But Mama what?
I think Daddy done died.
Can't be. Maynard done said the mule kicked Daddy in the nuts. No man dies from that.
Mama, what I said was that the mule kicked Daddy in the head and he went nuts.
Why didn't you say that the first time?
I tried telling you, Mama, but you was a-whooping and a-crying so much, you probably didn't hear me.
Well, I had just stepped barefoot on a 6-inch rusty nail, son. What would you do if you'd just stepped barefoot on a 6-inch rusty nail?
Well, I don't know, because I never stepped on one.
Right. So you can't know how it feels until you done it, right?
Mama, I think Daddy's done gone.
You mean...
What Myron means is that Daddy's died. Croaked. Bought the farm. Expired.
Don't you go using nasty words around the youngsters. That's what your daddy did right before he died. Doctor gave him those Niagara pills and he went plumb crazy, chasing me around the kitchen till I had to hit him with a skillet. I think maybe those pills done killed him.
I think maybe it was the skillet.
Shush!
Mama, we need to find a respectable place to, plant Daddy. So where would you suggest?
In the backyard someplace.
There are laws that frown on burial on one's own property.
Put him in the well?
What if you plugged it up? Where'd we get our drinking water?
Well, that's a stupid question. The things break up and dissolve in water.
How did you know?
Read it in a book in sixth grade.
You can't read. Besides, you didn't get through sixth grade.
Shush your mouth, both of you. Hear me?
The whole county can hear you, Mama.
Well, I ain't feeling my best. You step on a 6-inch nail sometime.
And don't forget Daddy's gone.
Yeah, and that too.
All right. Everyone sit down. Decisions have to be made, and since I'm the oldest...
And the smartest, yeah, we know.
Just let me decide what is best for us to do. All right, Mama?
Oh, surely.
Mama, listen. Daddy is dead. For his sake and ours, we have to give him a proper burial. Wouldn't you agree?
I reckon so.
All right, that's settled. So now we need to notify the authorities immediately.
You mean like call the police?
Yes.
Oh, we can't do that, Merle. What about Daddy's still out in the garage? We could all go to jail.
And my marijuana plants out back. They're just starting to get healthy.
Myron's right. Without Myron's weed, how could I put up with my personality disorder?
Well, I say we put this to a family vote. All in favor of Merle's idea, raise your hands.
No hands? I love you all, but you will be making a mistake if we try to deal with this by ourselves. We need outside help.
Merle, I love you as if you were my son, but...
He is your son, Mama.
Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. However, I am the monarch of the family.
Matriarch, Mama?
Well, that's what I said.
All right. Let me have your thoughts on how you think we should deal with this situation.
Well, I say we find a place to bury Daddy.
Well, then what?
Bury him?
Good idea.
Myron, any thoughts?
Any what? Oh. Well, all right. I know I'm the youngest and not maybe as smart as some of you, but what if we mummify Daddy and open up a roadside museum featuring Daddy as the main attraction?
What, you mean like those two Egyptian guys?
Egyptian guys?
Well, you know, Tutankhamun.
Mama.
That's right. Daddy will finally help us make a living.
You know something? For the longest time, I thought Myron was the dumbest of all of us. But I have to admit, he has an idea that just might work.
My loving family, please listen to me for a moment. We must do everything lawfully. Daddy must be buried, and soon.
Merle, I just had a thought.
Yes?
You said we was family, right? Well, then why is it we all look so different? None of us look like each other.
I guess you'll just have to ask Mama.
Mama, why do we all look...
Merle! You were saying Daddy needs to be buried quick-like.
That's right. Very soon.
So where?
What was Daddy's biggest passion? I mean, besides you, of course.
Drinking.
No. It was his quest for gold. Remember he was always digging big holes in our back 3 acres? And used to pan for gold along the creek.
So?
So there are deep holes out there that he never filled up. Let's let Daddy rest in one of his own holes. I'll see if I can get permission.
That would keep him close to home, wouldn't it?
Yes, Mama, it would. Maynard?
Okay by me.
Myron?
Sure.
Well, Mama?
Only if we can honor one of Daddy's wishes.
And what was that?
That he be buried standing up.
In a coffin?
He didn't want no coffin.
In his black suit?
Swim trunks. The ones with the flamingos that we got on our honeymoon in Florida.
Mama, we're talking about a burial here, a solemn occasion, a peaceful religious service.
Oh, well, let's get Preacher Firestone here then.
And use the black suit?
No, keep the flamingos.
Flamingos it is.
Done deal. Let's do it. Daddy'll be happy and feel right at home.
Hey, Maynard. Preacher Firestone has ears that stick out, just like yours.
Myron.
And Preacher has a mole on his right cheek, just like yours, too.
Shush, and I mean right now. Not tomorrow, not next week. Right now. You hear me?
Yes, Mama.
Now, let's let Merle talk about what we're gonna do with Daddy. God bless his soul.
God bless his soul, Mama.
God bless his soul, Mama.
God bless his soul, Mama.
Thank you, boys. You're all dear to me. Even Merle and his weird men's group.
Mensa, Mama. It's called Mensa. It's a group of men and women who have been blessed with superior intellect.
Superior what?
Well, it means he's smarter than most people. Right, Merle?
Something along those lines.
Tell him about your high IOU.
IQ, Mama. It stands for Intelligence Quotient. I was fortunate enough to score 142.
Well, hell, most baseball players hit twice that each season.
Gee whiz, and Merrill's my brother. Wait till I tell the kids at school. How'd you get so smart?
It is my blessing and my burden.
Mama used to tell me that you got extra schooling from that smart school teacher who used to stop by the house some evening and spend lots of time, especially when Daddy wasn't home.
Hush! Let's let Merle talk now.
Everyone, let's attend to matters concerning Daddy, all right?
Mama! Mama!
Myron! Myron! Stop yelling while we're talking.
Or he sounds like a little girl. Sure be glad when his voice changes and he becomes manly like the rest of us.
But Mama...
Don't be butting me, youngster.
You might want to listen to Myron, Mama. He has news to share with you. Good news.
All right, Myron, what is it?
Daddy's done started breathing again.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Shit.
What's the matter, Mama?
Well, tell the new milkman I won't be needing no special deliveries this week.
Indecent Burial was written and directed by Bob Berry. The cast included Hazel Gillespie, Kevin Shadle, Larry Adams, and Lee Plehetko. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I am your host, Bob Berry. Be with us next time for another unusual episode in A Walk in the Dark.